to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you.
We'll spend some time talking basketball right now. Celtics getting ready to open the season tomorrow night. Here to let us know what to expect, John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Here we go, John. Ready to tee it up again.
That's right. Ready to go. I'm excited. Opening night tonight. Couple of games as an appetizer, and then the Celtics back tomorrow. It's a beautiful time of year.
It sure is. So what do you think? From what you've seen, is this group ready for the regular season?
No, tear it down, rebuild, throw it all up. this is actually like the most confident I've been in a Celtics team since I started covering them. It's been a fun kind of look at people growing. And I start with Joe Mazzulla because I think he's got the toughest rap from last year. A lot of people have really, really negative opinion about him. And I think he went back and he looked and he saw all of the things that people saw. And I think he saw some of it in real time. It was kind of like, you know, in a tough position to do much about it. This season has been about his growth so far this preseason. Jaylen Brown called it the best preseason since he's been here. Other guys have said similar things. And it's because of the coaching and the focus and the approach. So, yeah, I'd say they're about as ready as they're ever going to be to start this season.
And it seems like this is a roster that, if Joel Mazzulla could handpick them, these would be the guys he'd have.
Yeah, I mean, now they're shooting at all five positions. So as much as I liked Marcus Smart, it's just Holiday is a better overall player. And Porzingis has shown that the shooting at that spot, it just creates a different kind of threat offensively. And I think one of the most telling things about this preseason is that nobody's really talking about Marcus Smart or Robert Williams. No one, like those names have already kind of faded into the background because this group has gelled pretty quickly, and we've seen like, you see Porzingis on the floor for 5 minutes, you go, oh, I get it. I see what Brad was doing. You see Holiday on the floor picking up full court, and you go, yep, and then driving and hitting threes and stuff like that. So those types of players are really going to fit well into what Joe Mazzulla wants to do. But it's not all just about hitting three-pointers either. Like, I think that's one of the things that came out of last year. We call it Mazzulla ball, and it's kind of become a little bit of a joke. It's not just about hitting three-pointers. It's not just putting like 50 three-pointers up, which they're going to do from time to time. But those guys are also going to help create turnovers and missed shots and rebounding opportunities so they can get out to transition. They definitely want to run more this year. There's going to be offensive rebounding opportunities that the Celtics are emphasizing this year, and those guys are going to be a part of that as well. So I think the overall plan, those guys fit really, really well.
Boy, and yeah, you mentioned it's not just about the threes, and I think it was in the game with the Knicks last week where there was a sequence of a couple of plays where they were moving the ball so well, I thought I was watching the 86 team for a while.
Yeah, I know, right? They had a couple of possessions that were just, man, they were perfect. And what my favorite part was is that one of those possessions included none of the top six players. So the message has gotten across. Those guys are all pretty smart. They all recognize what they're supposed to do. The guys with the ball, the guys moving off the ball, the guys on the weak side. It's a really strong kind of feeling amongst everybody about playing this right way. And obviously, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are superstar players, and they're going to have a little bit more to their game. And there's going to be some isolation. There's going to be some one-on-one stuff with those guys because they're able to do it. Generally speaking, the way these guys move the ball, the way they want to play, everybody's on board. Jason Tatum said flat out, this year, Joe Mazzulla has changed the culture in a lot of ways, and everybody's on board. That's almost a direct quote from Jason Tatum. That tells you a lot. And when you have a coach that has the players that he wants and the guys who are there are on board with everything, you're heading into what has the potential to be a special season.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. He had an interesting piece about the pride of Maine Central Institute, Sam Cassell, working closely with Jason Tatum to maximize his game and really help get him to that next level.
Yeah, that low post play, the back to the basket stuff, playing like the big dude that he is, I think that's a big element to unlocking an MVP season or MVP caliber season out of Jason Tatum. That's an element where you don't do it all the time. It's kind of like a mid-range jumper. There are a few guys who can hit those shots and hit them at a high enough rate where you say, most guys, I don't want shooting that shot, but for these select few, yes, you can do it. And I think Jason Tatum is going to be in that same kind of realm when it comes to the post-ups. Post-ups do slow the offense down to some degree, but I think Tatum is so good. First of all, he's a big guy. Broad shoulders, tall, can shoot. So a turnaround jumper in that spot is going to be lethal because you can get that almost anytime you want. And those are going to be the types of shot you need in the playoffs. He's also a willing passer. So when he can use those broad shoulders and his height to draw the attention of the defense and manipulate his way through the defense, cause the gravity to get 2, 3, 4, even all 5 guys looking at him in the middle of the paint. And now you have a perimeter with Holiday and Porzingis and Jaylen Brown and Derek White like out there on the perimeter. It's a ton of passing options to some great players. So I think if Tatum can get down there, play a little bit of bully ball, and then pass out of that because he demands the attention, that's going to unlock so much for him personally and for the Celtics offense, because once that kicks out to the perimeter, everybody on that defense is going to be scrambling, and you have a bunch of guys who can take advantage of a scrambling defense.
So do you have any questions about this team, John? Anything you still need to see in a real game situation?
Well, yeah. I mean, we haven't seen any adversity yet, right? Like, this is all great, and I'm super optimistic, and everybody's smiling and happy. We haven't seen a late game situation where the Celtics may have given up a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. Now it's a tie game in the last 3 minutes. We haven't seen that type of adversity yet. And it's going to happen because every team, no matter how good, puts themselves in that spot every once in a while. Who are the 5 guys going to be on the floor at that particular time? One guy who's very good is going to be sitting on the bench. Al Horford, Drew Holiday, Derek White. Somebody who's very good is going to be sitting on the bench. How does that person handle that? And I'm more concerned if the Celtics lose that particular game. It's very easy for the guy who's sitting on the bench to say, I know I could have helped the team win.
Mm.
And that can be part of a problem. That's one of those like threads that you don't want to pull on because the whole sweater could fall apart. Now, I think there's high character guys in this locker room, and Joe Mazzulla's talked about having conversations with everybody about stuff like this. So I think the Celtics can navigate that, but we just haven't seen the adversity yet. I do need to see that. And I do need to see them I want to see them playing against regular players. Just, hey, let's see the Celtics starters against the Knicks starters. Let's see them against the Miami Heat starters and see how they do against the best players on these other teams. We haven't seen that yet. And then obviously the bench and the combinations off the bench, because we know the top 6. And we can say we know the top 8 because Peyton Pritchard and Sam Hauser are probably going to be in that next like 7-8 spot. Is a particular game going to say demand a Delano Banton because the other team has too much size and they're taking advantage of Peyton Pritchard? Or is it going to demand more Lamar Stevens because it's the Celtics aren't playing well enough defensively and they need a defensive player? How do those guys handle the sporadic playing time? Because it's just going to be impossible to play 10, 11, 12 guys all the time. Guys that came here looking for a role are going to get DNPs. And I need to see how that gets handled as well. So, in a way, Rich, this is going to be extended preseason for these guys. And we're not going to see all of the things that we need to see until maybe even like Thanksgiving.
Hope springs eternal as we get ready to start tomorrow night. Celtics opening up tomorrow evening at the other garden, Madison Square Garden, against the Knicks tomorrow night. John, great talk with you as always. Enjoy those openers tonight, and we'll check in with you again next Tuesday.
Got it. Talk to you then. See
you. Thank you much, John. John Corrales talking Celtics with us here on Downtown.